Hello, are you ready to learn some real life English with comprehensible input? Well, good, because today I am going to teach you real, useful, everyday English in the most natural way possible by taking you with me while I clean my very messy car. Let's go. Hey guys, your English speaking friend Kyle here, and today I'm making a video that I'm a little bit embarrassed about. I really don't like people knowing this or seeing this, but on my channel, I share my real life. So it is what it is. That's something we say in English when maybe a situation's not perfect, but that's what the situation is, so we have to accept it. I have a lot of things I'm good at, guys, but one of the things I am not good at all is keeping my car clean, because my brain is always thinking about a million other things. So let's clean this car. First, I want to say a nice piece of vocabulary. My car is not dirty so much as it is messy. The difference between the words dirty and messy: dirty means that there's all kinds of dirt, mud, old food. No, I never ever leave old food in my car. I just have a bunch of stuff that I used and then did not put away later. So let's clean out my car and see the things that I have in my car. This is my sleeping bag. We need to take that out. That's in here from when I made the camping video. And my tent. My tent is also in here from my camping video. More supplies from when I went camping. Got rope, flashlight, a flashlight, and other camping things. And then guys, I have 1 million books. 1 million books. Not really a million, but I have a lot of books in here. And this comes from when I made the video about great books, great literature. So I have The Lord of the Rings, I have The Odyssey, and a bunch of other books. I have this book about electricity that my uncle bought me when I was trying to learn about electricity to fix things around the house. I haven't read this one yet, but if I ever have a problem in the house, I'll be able to use this to check and figure out what's wrong. A book about yoga, a book about haunted places, ooh, a book about psychology by Carl Jung. I have a lot of different books in this car. All right, 1 million books out of the car. This is a lug wrench. This actually needs to stay in here, but this can come out. This is a metal detector. A metal detector. Why do I have all this stuff in my car? And then I have a little shovel from when you find something with your metal detector. So a piece of vocabulary. We call these little shovels a spade. But I do not need a spade in my car right now. All right, guys, we have an umbrella that I got in Canada. I got this one in Montreal. So I learned that the French word for umbrella is parapluie. Did I say that right, French speakers? But in English, we say an umbrella. I do need this in the car, but right now I need this car to be clean. Maybe we'll talk about why later. I have Connor's Star Wars costume from Halloween in my car. Connor and I love Star Wars, so he went trick-or-treating where they go and ask for candy as a Star Wars guy. Next, I have my wife's hats. So these ones are her fault, not mine. I have a hanger. Why? Who knows? It was probably for the costume. I have a bag of corks. Corks go into the top of a bottle. And I have these because I used to make wine. And this is what pushes the cork down into a bottle of wine. So this is part of a winemaking kit. I guess I should have looked in here because there's some other things in here. Two more pieces of the metal detector. This is a miniature metal detector. So you use this to find exactly where the little thing is in the ground. And when it gets near metal, it makes noise. And then this we call a medal. And I got this when I ran a race. That was actually a really cool memory. I did that with a really good friend of mine. Then these are just old clothes that nobody's gonna use anymore. Ooh, we got lucky, guys. I just found 50 cents. These are called dimes, and each dime is worth 10 cents. So now we have half of a dollar. And with half of a dollar, in the United States, you can buy nothing. Not a single thing. All right, guys, the back, clean enough for now.
Hey, guys, real quick before we finish learning real life English and cleaning my car, which, hey, I know it was messy, let me tell you guys about a couple of things that I've been working on and I'm really excited about. First, the Native English Starter Kit. So maybe some of you guys have seen me talk about this already. What it is basically like you're getting lessons from me about the things that natives say that make it difficult to understand. Because the truth is, sometimes it's not that we talk fast, it's that we talk in ways that your brain is not used to hearing, because that is not what they teach in the textbooks. So I break these things down and give you the tools to start understanding native English today. And also, guys, I added an extra bonus video, which I think is super valuable. It is the Small Talk Masterclass. Small talk is the way that people speak to each other in the grocery store, at the airport, with strangers, little conversations that people have all around the world every day. After you see this Small Talk Masterclass video, you will be much better prepared to small talk in English. The next thing I want to tell you guys about is an incredible way to get even more out of these videos, and it is with Sprout Language. So guys, on Sprout, you can watch videos by me, by English by Jay, by other awesome English creators around the world like Volca, Miss Honey, many more. You can save the important vocabulary that you're learning from these videos, keep track of the words that you're learning, and after all of that, you can even practice your speaking with an AI version of me, Jay, or Miss Honey. It's a super valuable way to get the most out of this powerful real-life content. If you guys would like to check out either of those things, the links are in the description down below. Appreciate you guys. Back to the video. Let's clean this car.
Okay, guys, now let's look in the back seat where my son, Connor, sits. The wind just knocked over my camera. That's no good. Maybe this is a safer spot to put my camera. Hope it doesn't fall over again. I hope that my camera does not fall over again. All right, guys, this looks like garbage. And it is garbage, but it is not garbage to Connor. This is called bubble wrap. And these we call bubbles. And Connor loves this because you can squeeze and it makes a noise. So kids love bubble wrap. Kids love doing that. So my mom gave this to Connor so he could play with it. So this is not just garbage in my car. This is garbage that Connor's grandma gave him and he left in my car. I should make him come out here and clean this. A candy wrapper from Connor and a little Easter egg. At Easter, guys, we put candy in these little fake eggs and we throw them out in the yard and kids go look for them. I don't know why Connor had this one and I don't know why it looks like that. Plastic bag that I'm now gonna use for garbage and some floss. Some floss for flossing your teeth. And this one, it tastes good. It tastes like mint. I guess this is in my car from when Connor went to the dentist and they gave him this. I don't know, guys. This we call a backpack. Why do we call a backpack? Because you pack it or fill it with things and then you put it on your back, okay? And this backpack has to stay in the car because I use it at work. I bring all the things that I need for work and I keep them in here. So this is actually an important part of my life. Old mail letters that came to me in the mail. We have my jacket. This is actually my favorite jacket I ever had. This brand, guys, Carhartt, this brand is awesome. This thing kept me warm when I was freezing while I was camping up in Michigan. And a hoodie. Technically, this is called a hooded sweatshirt, and it has a hood, the hood that goes over your head. But in the United States, at least, everybody calls this a hoodie. This is a karate belt. A karate belt. Hi. And this was my son's karate belt from when he took a free karate class. They gave this to him. So I will take this inside and do that to him for leaving it in my car. Just kidding, guys. I never hit my kid. But maybe I should. Should I? Nah, I won't. Random pieces of wood. This is actually from that same karate class that Connor did, and he punched it and broke it. So he was really proud. He wanted to keep this. So I guess I'll let him keep that. Official channel merch. Just kidding, guys. My sister had this made for me. A Pensando Ingles hat. Back when the channel had like probably 1,000 subscribers. She made this for me and gave it to me for Christmas. So I'm gonna have to clean this up and hold on to it. Back when she gave me this, I was just dreaming to have a channel with 100,000 subscribers. And now we're getting close to 300,000 subscribers. So guys, if you keep a dream in your mind for long enough and work at it every day, let me tell you from experience, it can come true. These are fake tattoos. This is a real tattoo. These are fake tattoos for kids. You put these on your arm, you put a little bit of water on it, you pull this off, and then you have a fake tattoo. Connor must have got these from somewhere. All right, guys, my lovely wife is helping me to record now. So now I can show her all of the things that she left in my car. It's your fault that my car is messy, camera wife.
Sure.
Most of this garbage is probably hers, guys. This gotta be hers. These gloves are hers, probably.
Wow.
This thing from my job, hers. This can of tuna from when I went camping, her fault. I can't believe she left that in my car. A toothbrush, that one's mine. This is Connor's. This little kid glove, Connor. And this little heart is for you, baby. Oh, we were out of toothpaste. There you go, baby. See, there's some good stuff out here too. We need that in the house. Another little heart. This is an eraser for when you're writing with pencil. You can use this to erase it. I give that to my wife too, because she's my heart. And a USB cable. Do you guys know anybody who has all these weird things in their car? No? Tell me, guys, do you know anybody with this many random weird things in their car? And this car, guys, is like, it's like my life. So many weird, random things happening all at once that make no sense, but that's the way it is. All right, guys, this is the junk from just the back seat. And junk is a word that we use for garbage. All right, I'm gonna go throw this away in the garbage can, and then we will move to the front seat. I'm scared to look up there.
Wow.
All right, guys, now to look in the front seat where my wife sits. Are you ready, wife, to see what you've done? This, guys, is sunscreen, and this is good. We still have some. If you go to the beach, this is really easy. Instead of the lotion that you have to rub in, you just shh, shh, and I have to use a lot, like, because look how white I am, guys. You think that can go in the sun? Not without a lot of this. Guys, does this look like something that your English-speaking friend Kyle would use? No, it's not. I'll tell you that right now, it's not. This is my wife's. This is the thing for my wife's belly to help her hold the baby. That's not mine, but I'll forgive this one because it's for our baby. But this one, no. Mm-mm. All right. This cup. Who was drinking out of this cup, wife? Wife was.
That was just today, especially today.
Yeah, guys, look at all this money. So loud over there, guys. Look at all this money. Your English-speaking friend Kyle is rich. I've got $5, $6, $7, $8, $9. What can you buy for $9 here, baby? Nothing.
Water.
One bottle of water. Just kidding, guys. For $9, you could probably get a cheap hamburger and a drink. But not a good one. No, I mean like McDonald's, simple burger. Like not even McDonald's best burger, guys.
Yeah.
So let me hide this from my wife. She likes to take my money. This, guys, this checks what's wrong with your car. And I've been having to do a lot with my cars lately. But you plug this in and it tells you what's wrong. And the reason I'm cleaning this car, guys, because I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm sick of having this car because it gives me so many problems and causes me so much stress, guys. If this car would just run right, I'd be so happy. But unfortunately, hasn't been running right in a long time. This notebook is where I write all of the things that are very important to me. So I just sit there and I write, I love my wife. I love my wife. My wife is beautiful. I love my wife. We've got a phone charger. Most cars have that. We have a Canadian dime. I think my wife left that too. We have a pencil. We have some weird bag that I have no idea what it is.
I know what it is for.
What is it for?
Yeah, like for chargers and a battery that I gave you.
Oh.
That you borrowed from me and I don't know what it is.
Ah, but what is this? Oh, this is something I use for my hair, guys. Yeah, no, I don't. That's wife's. What are these, baby? Not S-stamps. These are stamps, guys. You need these to send things in the mail. So I'm just going to put the things I want to keep in this little bag. Chapstick. Now I can give my wife good kisses. This, guys, tells you how much air is in your tires. This is a knife. A pocket knife, because you put it in your pocket. This is like a million years old. This was probably my grandpa's. And guys, look where this was made. Can you read that one? Pakistan.
That's not what you know, huh?
This knife was made in Pakistan. So shout out to our Pakistani friends. Niari is a delicious dish. Oh, guys, let me tell you. Because we're not making a video of it. Maybe I'll take pictures for Instagram. But tonight we're going to eat beef biryani. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to go start cooking that in just a little bit.
Where is that from?
Well, I think it's from India, the biryani, but they would, most of them would not eat beef. Hindus don't eat beef.
Really?
Yeah. So, guys, where is biryani originally from, and which country eats beef in it? Because I know that our Hindu friends would not eat beef. So tell me, where do they eat beef biryani at? I'm interested to know.
Wow.
Yep. Aw. I don't know what this key is for. A key, guys, that I don't know what it opens. But we'll keep that just in case.
I think that was your mom's house,
maybe. Maybe. And then, guys, we have receipts from when I bought stuff. We have a list from when I went to the store. My wife told me, get broccoli, get chicken, get this. And I said, okay, baby, okay, baby, okay, baby. That's all marriage is, guys. More receipts. And I have a bunch of these, guys. This is the kind of stuff I'm embarrassed to show you, but I keep it real here. This is from a straw, the thing that you drink out of. And whenever I get a coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, I stick that down here. So I have a couple of those. Luckily, I have another plastic bag to put it all in and a straw. Let me show you guys something cool you can do with a straw. You peel some of it off and then you can shoot it. At your wife. Let me reload. Oh, direct hit, guys. I got her. This was a toy that I bought Connor that I told him to throw away. See, guys, most of this stuff is my wife and Connor. This, guess who made this little thing?
Connor.
The little 10-year-old who's always building stuff. Why did he make all these and leave them in my car? He might be mad at me for throwing those away because when he makes a silly little thing, he likes it. All right, guys. Now, let me show you maybe the most random thing I have in my car. I have a very old coin. This is a penny from Britain, all the way from the year 1918. And guess what it's worth? Nothing. I have this, guys, because my mom had it. Maybe my grandpa gave it to her. She wanted me to look and see if it's worth some money. But, you think? No, guys. I don't get lucky. Things don't happen to me for luck. Things happen to me because I worked and earned them. So, I'm never gonna find something that was belonged to my grandpa that's worth a lot of money. Because my grandpa didn't have anything.
Yeah, I think it's not being lucky. It's like, he didn't have money, so how are you gonna find something valuable?
Guys, my grandpa was broke as a joke.
You think so?
Yeah!
Or just a normal person, you know?
So, like a normal person. But guys, like, the normal person is, you know, it's hard.
The average
person, yeah. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard for the average person to pay their bills. And this, guys, is a lottery ticket. And you scratch it with a coin to see if you won. Do you think I got lucky and all my problems were fixed by a lottery ticket? I didn't win anything, so. I've won on these before, guys. The most I ever won on one of these was $500.
That's a lot for, like, you know.
So I spent $20 on a ticket, which is a lot, and I won $500, and I was very happy that day. Wow. But that was like 4 or 5 years ago, and I have not been having much luck with them since. And I hardly ever buy them, guys. Every now, I hardly ever buy them, guys. I hardly ever buy them, guys. But honestly, guys, and this is another embarrassing one. These, I never buy more than one at a time. I scratch it off, and I stick it down here. All right, and we are almost done, guys. Ah, more of my wife's garbage. My wife's lottery ticket. Mail, when I get mail, that is useless. I just stick it down there sometimes when I don't want to deal with anything. Ooh, this one's important. Just kidding. It's all junk mail. This, guys, is for cleaning your car in the snow, which it's important to have in your car, but right now it's summer. Got some oil, just in case, for if the engine oil gets low. And I have a baseball that me and Connor found like 2 or 3 years ago. Oh, and this. And just a couple days, guys, here in the United States, it's a holiday called Father's Day. So Connor, he goes to a church and they have a class there where they just teach the kids nice things about the Bible and they do nice stuff. He made this for me that says I'm the number one dad. Aw, so that's my favorite thing in the car. Baby, come here a little bit. Just you?
No, what?
No, you're my favorite thing in the car. All right, guys, I think my car is about clean. Tell me, have you ever seen a car like this? All right, guys, I hope you learned some vocabulary and maybe got a laugh with your English-speaking friend. I'll see you in the next video.